There's daf tadi zayin. So let's take it from four lines from the top. The Gemara is talking about how important it is to quote from someone's name. So the Gemara says four lines down. Amar Yitzhak ben Zira. The same others quote in the name of Shimon Nizira. Micro. What's the pasuk that supports the idea that when a person quotes a Talmud Chacham, a certain halachi says that the lips of this Chacham begins to move in the kever. So it says the pasuk v'chikech kiyen hatov holech ledodi. The Meisharim, Dovev Sivsei Yishen. What does this pasuk mean? So, Kikomisha Anavim. If you have a barrel of grapes of some sort, Chikech Kiyen, Yen, that's a pasuk says this barrel of wine. Makomisha Anavim, Kevin Shemaniach Adam Etzbo Alav Miyad Dovev. When a person places his finger in this barrel of grapes, it's going to immediately extract some of the juices. It's so soft and fluffy, or not fluffy, but it's just soft and weak. So you press a little bit, some of the wine comes out. So to Av Talmud Chacham, Kevin Sheomim Davar Shmuel Mipiyim Baolam Hazeh Sif Sosem Dovis Bekev. If you quote a Talmud Chacham, that's going to have an immediate response of the lips beginning to talk and move in the kever. So that's the conclusion of that sugya. So the Gemara now says the two dots. Echad ben tesh shan v'chuli. The Mishnah said that if a 9-year-old or even a 20-year-old shelo have ishtei saros, both of them have a din of a katan. So Gemara now is about to bring a brayse that says a person who is ben esim shana shalohevi shtei saros is actually considered a gadol. So there's a stira. So Gemara says, Uminu. It says in the brayse, ben esim shana shalohevi shtei saros yavi raya shu ben esim. You bring a raya that he's 20 years old, you have his birth certificate. Who asaris, he's considered a saris. And lo cholitz v'lo miyabim, since he's a saris cannot do chalitz or yibam. And similarly, bas esim shana, a 20-year-old girl, shalhevia shtei saros yavi raya shehi bas esim v'hi islandess, so too lo choletzes v'lo misavemis. Either way, we see from this that the din we call the person a saris, and if you look at Rashi, lo choletz, so first and outline down, lo choletz v'lo miyabim, the lav bar okme shem lachavu, since he can't have children, he's not going to be able to continue his brother's legacy, alma ki gadol chashub, he's called the gadol, the only reason why he can't do it, not because he's a katan, he's a gadol. But for other reasons, for technical reasons, he can't have children. That's why he's passed from Yibam Chalitza. But outside of that, he's considered a gadol. So our Mishnah said a 20-year-old without Shtei Saros is considered a katan. This Brisa says he's considered a gadol. So the Gemara answers, not a problem. Ha itmar Allah. It was said on this Brisa, on this Mishnah, Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Amar Rava, Vushanoldelo Simani Saris. When that Mishnah says a 20-year-old is considered a gadol, that's in addition to not having shtei saros, he also developed some of the simanim of being a saris, which we learned in the Gemara earlier. So that's why he's considered a gadol. So, but if he's 20 years old without shtei saros and also not the simani saris, he's just still a katan. He hasn't went through any. He hasn't developed yet, and so that's the difference. And Amar Rava, Rava says Dekanami, it's very precise to say that the Mishnah that calls a 20-year-old a gadol, it's when he's a simani saris. The fact that the Mishnah says the katani v'hu hasaris, those extra words indicate that he has simani saris, and that's why we call him a gadol shema mina. So Gemara says v'chilo no dolo simani saris ad kama. So a person doesn't have shtei saros, nor does he have any of the other features of a saris. How long could the person remain a katan? Could he be 9 years old and still be a katan? How long does this last for ad kama? So tane debe rabbi chia ad rov shnosav, until a person, most of his life, what's considered most of his life? So based on the pasuk, a person lives to 70 years old, that's considered an average life according to the pasuk. So 35 years old, that's considered rov of his shnosav. So if a person hits 35 and he hasn't yet to develop any simani saris, at that point he's finally considered a gadol. So kiyos the kami the Rava, one time they came in front of Rava and they said, if he's very weak and that's why he hasn't developed yet any of these simanim, Amr we tell him, Zila Abrayo, go strengthen yourself. Rashi says, eat some food, eat stronger, get fatty, get the muscle, build up. And Ibar, if he's very healthy or maybe perhaps too overweight, and that's what's causing the deficiency in his development because he's too overweight, let's say, Amr lu Zila Akashi, go weaken yourself, go stop eating so much and get healthy, and that might help him. Because they say, Amr, so Dehani Simanim, sometimes Simanim are held back. Zimnin denase machmas kichushu. So perhaps sometimes the hairs fall out because he's too weak, he's deficient. The zimnin denase machmas biryus. So sometimes they fall because he's too overweight and that causes the hair to fall out. So either way, we tell him if you're too fat, lose some weight. If you're too skinny, fatten up a bit. Hadr la ha'isha rabba. So that ends the 10th parak. Now we begin the 11th parak of Maseches Yevamos. So aside from we'll see on Amud Beis, it's a pretty easy daf, but the top of the next Amud is Kimat impossible. I might want to just even skip it. But we'll see if we could do it together. You'll see fascinating riddles of some sort. But let's take it through the beginning of the parak. The Mishnah says, Nosin al ha'anusa v'al mafuta. A person can marry a fiha if he was a ma'anis, a woman. So that's a whatever woman, a relative of that woman, he can marry the karov of that woman who is ma'anis, or mafuta, he's mafata woman, he can marry the karov of that anusa, that a mafuta. But in contrast to that, ha'ones ha'mafata al ha'nusua, that would be chayiv. So let's say he's married, and he's ones mafata, a relative of his wife, that would be an isser, that would be a rayos. So again, one can marry the relative of a nanusa, but one cannot be ma'anis, a relative of his wife. That's what the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says, this is a Mishnah that appears several places in Shas. No se adam anusas aviv umafutas aviv. A person may marry a woman who was violated by his father. He never married to his father. An ashes sa'av is aser, always, even if it's not his own mother, and even if they got divorced. But anusas aviv or mafutas aviv is permitted according to the Tanakhama. A son may marry the anusa or the mafuta of his father. Anusas beno, mafutas beno, when it comes to the anusa, or so to Allah, and the anusa of the son, and mafuta of the son, the father may marry that as well. Rabbi Yehuda oser, be'anusas aviv, mafuta's aviv. He asers, one may not marry his father's anusa, nor may marry his father's mafuta. So that's the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And that's, as we'll see in the Gemara, a little bit here, but elsewhere, to elaborate on more, it's dependent on how one darshan smuchim in the psukim. So the Gemara says, Tanina laha. We have a braisa that says, the Tanir Abana. Anas isha, Motalisa abita. If a person violates a woman, he's ma'aniser, he rapes her, so he's allowed to marry his daughter. But if nasa isha, if he marries a woman, osir lisa abita, he may not marry her daughter. If he ma'anis her, he can marry the daughter. If he's a nasa, the woman, he cannot marry the daughter. Rimini asks, Lamar, is that really true? One's allowed to lichalchila marry the daughter of a woman who is ma'anis? Is that really true? Rimini, hanitan min ha'isha, Aser be'ima ubebita ubachosa. Nitan is an alashon of marriage. It's one who is violated. So one who is violated by a man, that man may not marry this woman's mother, nor her daughter, nor her sister. So how come the Mishnah about the Brisa first said it's mutter to marry the daughter of one who is an anusa? And this Brisa says it's aser to marry the daughter of an anusa. Gemara says that's midrabanan. It's only an iser midrabanan. Midraisa, one may marry the daughter of an anusa, but midrabanan, one may not marry the daughter of an anusa. Asks the Gemara, v'chol heicha d'ika isur midrabanan, tani nosin l'chachila? When there's an iser midrabanan, would the braisa say, but l'chachila you're allowed to? Meaning, even though the first braisa was not referring to a midrabanan level, it's referring to the deraisa level, that one may marry the daughter of an anusa, but once we know that there's an iser midrabanan to marry her, why would the Mishnah give the impression that l'chachila go ahead and marry her? It should say, imnase would be mutter, but not to say, lichachila, go ahead and marry her. So Gemara says, you're right. Really, one may not lichachila marry the daughter of an anusa because the iser midirabanam. So why does the Mishnah say mutter, as if it's allowed lichachila? Because kitnan masisin la'achar misa. That if the anusa dies, then one may marry the daughter of the anusa afilu lichachila. But if the anusa is alive, there's an iser midirabanam to marry the daughter of the anusa. So, Mnahanimila, how do we know that these words are really true? This halacha. So, the Gemara says as follows. The halacha that we're allowed to, that the iser is only of, again, marrying the karov of a woman you're married to, but the karov of an anusa that's mutter. How do you know? The Tani Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Bekula ne'mar shchiva, v'ka ne'mar kicha. By all the different arayos mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim, it says the lashon shchiva. Shchiva is also shchiva. Also to have relationships. Have relations would be also. Kan here, when it comes to woman and the daughter, the woman and the mother, it uses the lashon of lakicha. Only through lakicha is it aser to marry the daughter of a woman you're married to. But if it's not lakicha, it's just the shchiva, it's anusa, one may marry the daughter of an anusa. That's the raya. So again, the Gemara says, b'kula ne'mar shchiva, by all arayos it says lashon shchiva, b'kan ne'mar kicha. Only derech lekuchen is it also Torah to marry the daughter. But if it's derech shchiva, one was only ma'anis, not only, but one was ma'anis, a woman, then he may marry, on a Torah level, he may marry the daughter. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Bekula nemar shchiva, B'chol arayos b'parshas kedoshim to you b'kalaso b'dodaso b'zachor b'behem. It always says shchiva. Shchiva, shchiva is aser. They're all aser. Kan, however, b'isha v'ima, a woman and her the mother, u'b'krovos or her relatives, hanes haslo machmas ishta. It's only aser in the context of lekuchin. But if there are no lekuchin, then one may marry the relative of an anusa. That's the din. So the Gemara then says, so if that's the case, amar le rapapa labai. Elamiyat, if that's really the case, Gavi Achosa, one's own sister, rather, one's wife's sister, rather, no, one's own sister, Dichsiv Ish Asher Yikachas Achoso, Basav Ivo Basimo, that's an Isidarai, says Arayos, one's half sister or even full sister, but says Yikach, would that say, Hachanami only Dech Kicha Udasar, but Dech Shchiva Shari would one suggest that's only Asar to marry one's own sister, but Shchiva with one's sister is permitted? Certainly not. So you can't really make a drush on the word lakicha. It seems that the word lakicha is lavdafka. Certainly in this case it's lavdafka. So amar lei, lakuchin ksiva b'torah stam. The Torah uses the word lakuchin loosely. In a different context, it's stam. Lakuchin means shchiva. But sometimes we can take the word lakuchin literally, and sometimes we take it loosely. So as the Gemara says, lakuchin ksiva b'torah stam. Haroi lakicha kicha. When we can interpret the word lakicha, dafka means marriage. So we take it at face value. But when it's a haroi l'shchiva, shchiva. But when it should be meant shchiva, it means shchiva. So it depends. In the context of a sister, the kuchen certainly means afilu shchiva's aser. But in the context of a mother and a daughter, mother or a woman and a mother, or a woman and a daughter, there we could take the kuchen l'chadidafka rather, that only through marriage is the daughter aser, but through shchiva, through anusa, the daughter would be permitted. So then the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Anas Isha, Mutter, Lisa, Bita. How does he know? Once Ma'anis a woman, he may lichatchila marry the daughter on a deraisa level. Mehacha, from the following pasuk, it says, Ksiva, Erbas Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha, Lo Sigale, that one's own granddaughter is Aser. Ha Bas Binna, Dida, but the granddaughter of his wife, not his own granddaughter, but the granddaughter of the woman he's with, a Bas Bita, Dida, Gali, that Gile would be allowed. Uksiv, yet it says elsewhere, Erevas Eisho Vita Lo Sigale, the daughter of his wife is Aser, as Bas Binas Bas Bita Lo Sikach, he can't marry the granddaughter of his wife. So the first price implies only his own granddaughter is Aser, but his wife's granddaughter is Mutter. This next pasuk says even his wife's granddaughter is Aser as well. So what's the status of his wife's granddaughter? Is she Aser or is she Mutter? Okay, so how do we reconcile this theory? And the Gemara answers as follows. Kan ve'onsin ka b'nisun. It must be when there's marriage, when there's nisuin, one's wife's granddaughter's aser. But when there's when it's onsin, an anusa, the one's anusa's granddaughter or daughter is mutter. That's how he knows based on reconciling these two psukim. So Gemara says, ipach an, I would have said the opposite. Maybe the granddaughter of nisuin should be mutter, but the granddaughter of anusin should be mutter, aser. Can't be. Arayos share ksibut. Always says the word share, relationships by arayos. B'nesuin ika share. When there's a marriage, that's share. That's when the granddaughter is usher of one's wife. But be'onsin leka share, there is no share. That's when the granddaughter is mut. Okay, fine. So that's where we hold right now. Right now, either way, we see that the daughter or granddaughter of nesuin is usher. The daughter or granddaughter of onsin is mutter. So now the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We saw in the Tanakhama, in the Mishnah rather, the Tanakhama, Yehuda and Machlokas, may one marry the Anusa or Mefuta of the Aviv or not? Tanakhama says, one may marry Anusa's Aviv, Anusa, Mefuta's Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Aser to marry the Anusa's Aviv, Mefuta's Aviv. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Amar of Gidal, six lines up from the bottom here. Amar of Gidal Marav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What was the reason, Rabbi Yehuda? Dichsiv, it says, Lo Yikach Ish es Eish's Aviv. He may not marry the father's wife, even though it's not his own mother, but his stepmother, he may not marry. Lo yigala knaf aviv either. What's a knaf? What's the wing, the corner, an extension of the father? Knaf shira'a aviv lo yigala. A knaf that his father saw, not through marriage. That's the first part of the pasuk. Lo yikach ishis aviv is his wife, the father's wife. What's knaf aviv? Someone he had been with, or had relations with, referring to mimai, it's referring to anusa. It's an anusa's aviv, is us as well. That's Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. The Gemara challenges this and says, "Umimai deba anusa ksiv." How do you know it's talking about anusa? Knaf aviv. There could be other interpretations, as we'll see. The ksiv it says mi lave dekra. An earlier pasuk it says, "V'nasan haisha shochiv ima lavi hanara chamishim kesev." One is ma'anis a woman. he must pay the father 50 kesef. That's a case of onus. So the juxtaposition, the smuchim of the psukim, that tips us off that knaf aviv is also referring to anusa. Anusa's aviv. So Rabban respond back, very nice. Rabbanan say, I have a samich lei. Had they been mamish next to each other, the pasuk v'nasa na'isha shochiv ima, mamish next to the pasuk of knaf aviv, I would agree. Kitikamr, so you're saying correct. They're not mamish next to each other. The psukim are a few psukim apart. They're, I think, two psukim apart from each other. There's a couple psukim, yeah, I think, chav gimel, chav beis, is it? It's, no, they're a few psukim apart, so they're not directly next to each other. There's a pause. So now they're not next to each other. Mibar lei, it's needed to tell me a different thing. What knaf aviv? It's not referring to anusa. It's Rabban say, but because it's not next to the pasuk of anusa. What's knaf aviv referring to? Mibar lei lichadir of anan. If a father lost his brother died. So now again, it's let's say Yaakov and Esav, just because the brothers and Reuven. So Esav died. So now Yaakov has to do Yibam to Eshes Esav, okay? So that's the Shomeres Yavam. And Reuven the son, if Reuven were to be Ba on Eshes Dodo, which is the same thing as Shomeres Yavam, to Yaakov, but it's also the wife of his uncle Esav. So that Reuven, if Reuven were to be Ba on Shemesh Yavam, that's what Knaf Aviv means, the extension of his father, not referring to Anusa's Aviv, but Shomeres Yavam Shavav. That's what the Tanakhama holds, is shot in the pasuk of Knaf Aviv. So again, B'Shomeres Yavam Shavav HaKasim Medaber. Umay Knaf Aviv, Knaf Haroi La'aviv Lo Yigala Hishi, who is a roi fitting for the father, is Aser to be with Reuven. Who is that? The Shemeres Yavam, who's the wife of Esav in our case here. So Gemara says, wait a second. Why do you have to create a new Isser of the reason why Yaakov can't be with the Shemeres Yavam because it's Shemeres Yavam? Shouldn't it be Aser because it's the uncle? You can't marry your uncle's wife. That's why. It's his uncle is Esav, and Esav's wife is an aunt. V'tepik le mishum dodaso. That's why it's Aser, not because Shemeres Yavam. Even had it not been a case of Shemeres Yavam, it would still be Aser because of the Dasa. Meaning if Esav had a son, and there wouldn't be a case of Yibam, it would still be Aser because of the Dasa. So what are you creating a new Isser of Shemeres Yavam, asks the Gemara. So Gemara says, Lav or Leha B'Shei Lavim. There are two Lavim here. If Reuven were to be Ba on Eshes Esav, who's now Shemeres Yavam to Yaakov, there'd be two Isserim. One is because it's Eshes Dodaso, and number two is because it's Shemeres Yavam of his father, of Knaf Aviv. That's two Isserim. Well, I says, wait a second. I have another problem here. Forget the fact that that's a Shemeres Yavam to your father, Yaakov. Had it been a Shemeres Yavam to anybody else, there's an Isser for anyone to be Ba on a Shemeres Yavam, anyone. Typically, Mishim Yavam Lashuk. Well, I says, you're right. There are three Isserim here. Lavor Alab is Shlosha Lavim. There are three Lavim here. What are the Lavim? One is she's Stam a Shemeres Yavam to anybody. Number two is she's Eishes Dodaso. Number three is the Shomeres Yavam to your own father, Knaf Aviv. That's yet a third Isser, the three Lavim here that are at play. And at the end of the day, Tanakhama says that the words Knaf Aviv are not referring to Anusa's Aviv at all, and therefore he comes to say that Anusa's Aviv is actually Mutter, according to the Tanakhama. And then the Gemara says, Ibai, same alternatively, this is all referring to L'achar Misa. Look at Rashi to explain what does that mean, L'achar Misa. Last Rashi on the page here. L'achar Misa, Shemes Aviv, his father died. The Lech Alav Divam L'Shuk anymore. When the father dies, there's no Isser Lav Divam L'Shuk. Vok Mikra Leh, B'Lav D'Knaf Haroi Laviv, U'B'Lav D'Odasav. Even though there's no Yavam L'Shuk anymore, the fact that this woman was once a Shemesh Yavam to the father, and also Dodaso, there are at least two Lavim, even though the third Lavim isn't there anymore. Now, the fact that he was right when the father was alive, even Achar Misa, it's still Aser for the son.
It's still an Isser.
Okay, now I would like to end the daf right here, but I don't really have much of a choice. So the next top of the daf, Sadi Zayinu Beis, from the top to the Mishnah is pretty much impossible. Maybe you can help me go through it, but these are around 6-7 riddles. I am the son of the sister and the daughter, like these, and figure out what it's referring to. So we'll try. If we get stuck, we'll just jump to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah to the end of the Gemara is pretty easy, but this is very hard. So let's take it slowly. Maybe the article will be more helpful. I don't know if it will be, but let's see what we could do here. So Gemara says as follows. Ach me'av v'lo me'em. So Reuven is the brother from my father, but not from my mother. V'ubayla de'em, but he's also the married to my mother. V'anabarti d'insei. And I am the daughter of his wife. So like that again. This is not even the hardest one. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? What's the answer to the riddle? So so the answer is, I'm the daughter of his wife. So look at Rashi. Rashi is very helpful here. So Rashi writes, just tells him the top line here, Ach me'av mashalosein, regilin b'nei adam la'omam. These are, you know, common riddles to get people to think of it. Who baila de'em? Achi me'avi noses ami, imi. My brother, my half-brother from my father, ended up marrying my mother. V'hainu di Yaakov onos es isha. Yaakov was ma'anes, a woman. V'holid bas, and had a daughter. V'nos Ruvain es anus avin. Now Ruvain went ahead and married the anus of his father Yaakov's anusa. U'bas Yaakov ameres came. So the daughter was a product of the anus of Yaakov. So now Yaakov had one illegitimate daughter. That was through anusa. And then he had a legitimate son. So they have the same father. So the daughter is a product of the anusa. So now Yaakov's son was able to marry anusa's aviv, who's the mother of that mamzer, let's call it. So that's the situation. So the daughter's saying this. So I have a brother who's now married to my mother. Fine, that's the first one. And it's all only work, says the Gemara. Amirami barchama delo ku Rebbe Yehuda demasis. And this is not like Rebbe Yehuda of the Mishnah, because he would not allow the son to marry anusa's aviv. That's why we bring this these riddles. So that's the first one. Okay, not so bad. Next one. Ahu v'gam barihu. This person is my brother, and he's also my son. Ach de ano, dehai de darina akafte. I am the sister of the person, the child is on my shoulder. So saying the same thing, we're brothers, I'm also his mother. Mishkachasa, how do you find this? Ba'oved kochavim ha-baal bita. If a goy were to ba on his own daughter, so now that child is now a sister and brother because they have the same father, but his mother's also his half-sister, right? Again, the goy has bought his daughter. So the daughter had a child. So that child is his daughter. But also, his sisters and brothers with the mother because they share the same father. Okay, that one's not too bad. Okay, next one. Shlomo lach bari. It's, hello, my son. Bas achtech ana. I am the daughter of your sister. Okay? I am the daughter of your sister. So how do you have the daughter of your sister? So, does it make sense? So, Mishkachas la, b'ovid kochavim haba'al basbito. Now, here's a guy who's bought on his granddaughter, okay? They have a child. So that child now, who's a great-granddaughter of the guy, that child is a brother to his grandmother, half-brother to the grandmother, right? Because the guy had one child, daughter, and then had another daughter, and then a son here. Now, they have to share the same father because the guy was born the granddaughter. So that child, the son, is brothers, sisters with his grandmother. So that's what, in essence, what it's saying. Again, it's good enough to go. Okay, good. Next case is the fourth one. Dale de dali davla. So a person said to some workers who were schlepping some water, lipo b'choseser peser. Come, let me tell you a riddle of some sort. I'm a child, exactly that taichit. Dehai de darina. This child that I'm carrying on my shoulders, Hubar, he's my son. Vana bras achua, I am the daughter of his brother. Okay, fine. Mishkachas la ba'ovid kocham haba abas bino. If a guy was ba on his granddaughter, he had a son who then had a daughter, his granddaughter through a son, and they had a child. So that son as a brother with the same father, and the mother saying this. So again, the case here is her own son. I am the daughter of his brother, because they have brothers. So we get good. Okay, I'm going to explain on this. Fine. It's much easier for you to just imagine this. I think
the same one as the previous.
Exactly. Just switching.
Instead of the son, it's a daughter. So it's exactly. Brother instead of my sister.
Exactly. Okay. Next one is bia bia, which is lashon like scream me out. Me'ach, a person scream me out from the brother. V'hu av, he's also the father. Hu Baal, he's also my husband. Hu Bar Baal, he's also the son of my husband. Okay? The Hu Bala, the aim, and he's the husband of my mother. Vana Barte Ditsa, and I am the daughter of his wife. So I'm lost. I don't know how to figure this one. I don't know what to do with this one. Lo Yav Pita, don't give him bread. Lachua Yasmi B'nei Barta, and the brothers who are Yusomim, they're also part of that family. So, again, I don't know what we just read, to be honest. I just got lost in the how you're... But either way, the Gemara gives an answer. Mishkachas la be'ovid kochavim, haba al ima, a guy who's born his own mother, holy menu bas, they have a daughter. The chazar uba alosa bas, that guy was now ba on that own daughter he just had with his mother. The chazar zaken, and then the grandfather's ba'ale on that daughter, holy menu ban, they had children. So I'm not going to go through this one. Sorry. I don't know how to do it. That was a crazy maisa. That was the next riddle. We'll do two more riddles and then we'll go to the next mishnah. Next one. Anavat achi. I and you are brothers. Me and you are brothers. Anav avuch achi. Me and your father are brothers. Anav emech achi. Me and your mother are brothers. Mishkachas la be'ovid kochavim habal imo. V'holim mimenu shtei banos. So he was born his own mother, had two daughters. V'chazer ba'al achas mem. He was born one of his own daughters. And who's also his sister because they share the same mother. Holy men of Ben, they had a child, the Karile Achte Deima, the Kamile Hachi. And that's called the sister of his mother's son. Okay, again, I'm not going to go through this because I'm not following this. And then Anavat Bnei Achai, we are the brothers, we are the children of the same brothers, we're, I guess, cousins. Anav Avuch Bnei Achi, me and your father are brothers, or cousins rather, sons of his brothers. Anav Imech Bnei Achi, me and your mother are sons of brothers. This case, although the previous cases were through Isurim, this one can actually be found through Heterim that says, Kigon Ruven Sheesh Lo Shtei Banas. Ruven has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. The Asa Shimon, the Nisiv Chad Minayel, the uncle, marries one of the nieces. The Asa Bar Levi, and the son, another son of Yaakov, we'll call him Levi, Nisiv Chad Minayel married the other one, Rachel. The Kamerle Braid, the Shimon Labar Braid, the Levi Hachi. And the son of Shimon was saying this to the son of Levi, and if you map everything back, apparently it works out. Okay, good. Let's go by. Everyone okay with that? In fact, we skipped the last two. You guys are doing your own a little bit?
The whole thing is
that
the
Jews are stupid. Interesting, yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure what
he means by that. Kol Eila Maisim Lo Mishmina Lechamidi El Jews Tzidukim. Nothing to really learn from this other to, I don't know what he's trying to get there. I could take a quick look in the back what they comment on this. If you give me 15 seconds, because that is quite interesting. I didn't notice that. Hold on. It shouldn't be learning this stuff. You can't follow. Could be. So he says here, right the way, Rags here, perish im yishalu haminim chidus. If they ask you riddles, we can answer these riddles, that's why. The way to respond. Not to knock them out, but this way we could really be prepared to answer them. That's the understanding of the Marashal. Okay, so now the new Mishnah says, Hagioris is much easier. You can now relax a bit. Hagioris, Shinis Gairu Banaima. So Hagioris and the children converted along with her. Lo chalitzim v'lo miyabim, there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. Filu haraso, shel rishon shelo b'kedusha, even if the conception of the first child was not b'kedusha, they were not yet converted, and then they converted while she was pregnant, v'leidasa b'kedusha, and the child was born as kedusha, and the sheni, the second one, haraso v'leidasa b'kedusha, the second one was both conceived and also born b'kedusha when the mother was already a gioris, v'chein shivcha v'shin hashach v'banea ima, so to a shivcha, and their children all get freed together. Since there are no relationships, you don't view the previous as goyim, the family relationships, they no longer exist anymore, so there's no mitzvah of yibum chalitza in any of the cases. That's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara said, B'nei Yudan, Amasa, Ishachru, Sharlu Rava, Acha Bar Yaakov, Lamintav, Nashid Hadade. So you had these children of Shivcha, and they were freed, so now they're considered completely reborn, and any of the previous family relationships don't exist anymore, and they were able to marry the wives of each other. So Amr Le Rava Vaha Rav Shesh is Aser. Then Rav Shesh says Aser to marry the wives. You know, they married each other. I think this. If you look at Rashi, Eshet Achiv, they married the brother's wife. They swapped wives, the brothers. So that's Aser according to Rav Shesh. Amr Le Hu Aser Vana Sharino. So I don't care. He said Aser. I said Mutter. So okay, there's a machlokas. So Gemara explains what's the machlokas. Min Ha'av Velo Min Ha'em Chuyam Lo Pligi the Shari. If they were brothers from the same father, but they had different mothers, everybody agrees that's Mutter. Because they're different fathers, they have different mothers, and therefore there's no relationship there. No one's going to confuse the two. But mina'im v'lo mina'av, if they are half brothers, that they share the same mother, yet different fathers, so that certainly would be aser, because that looks too much like they're the real brothers. I mean, mikra, then they're really allowed to marry each other. But they were concerned of maris ayin concerns, so if they share the same father only, then they're allowed. But if they share the same mother, so then the lach is it would be aser. So when's the machlokas? When's it allowed or not allowed? What's the machlokas? Kipligi min ha'av o min ha'im. If they're full brothers, they have the same father and same mother. Man deshai, the one who permitted. Baser abas shadinin dehav bnei plana karilu. The fact that they share the same father, that should actually be a heter for them to swap wives now, because everyone calls them, oh, you're the children of Yaakov. Rosheshes karilu nami bnei plonis. Now everyone acknowledges them as having the same mother as well. And since when we were concerned with the mother, we said children of mothers may not swap wives with each other. So that's the machlokas. Ikadami, others say, Pali gravacha bar Yaakov, afilu ba'achem mina'im. He even argues in the case of brothers from the mother, and even that's a case where it's permitted. Umay taima, because gershin is gaya katakakam shenoladami. Because a person converts, it's completely brand new, as if they're reborn, and all the previous relationships no longer exist, are no longer relevant. So that's the Gemara says. Gemara says, lo, not true. They don't, sorry. Gemara now brings the Raya Tanan. The Mishnah says, Hagiyores, our Mishnah here, on the Aftad design says, Hagiyores, Shinis Gairu Baneba Ima, Lo Choltim Vlom Yabmin, My Time La Mishim De Asiri. So we're assuming, according to Rav Acha, that they're permitted. All the relationships are completely foreign to each other now. But our Mishnah says, you don't do Yim Chalitza with these brothers because they're also to be with each other. Sounds like that the relationship still exists. But it says, no. The reason why there's no Yibam Chalitza, not because the brothers are also to each other and the wives, because they're completely not related. Yibam Chalitza only applies to brothers. They're not brothers anymore. They're two random people at this point. Visharya la'alma vinu namishari. And that's a raya, actually, for the position of Rav Acha, that we no longer recognize previous relationships from before conversion. V'hakatani afilu. Doesn't the word afilu indicate something? What does afilu indicate? Iyamis Bishma, if you understand that the brothers, Gerim brothers, are still usher to each other, Asiri, then Afilus tell me, the Katani, it's usher, Afilu in this case. Afilu de Afagav de Rishon, Harasa Shloba Kedusha, Vledasa Bekdusha, Vashani Harasa Vledasa Bekdusha, Ukshay Imal's dummy, the fact that now they, as if they have different mothers, because one was born, was conceived when the mother was still non Jewish. The other one was conceived when the mother was Jewish. Now, in this case, they certainly should be viewed as two different mothers and two different children, and yet still, afil hachi still is aser. They still can't marry the brother's wife. So, but Ella, if you're going to say, yeah, Miss Sharu, that the two brothers are completely mutter and not related at all, my afilu, what's the chiddush of afilu? So it must be a raya that we still view them as brothers. Where it says, no. The afa gab de tavayu leidasa makdusha, even though they were both born when the mother already had converted. Us nachlufei b'Yisrael. There's a chashash. Maybe you would confuse them with a regular full-fledged Jew, and then maybe therefore you should aser them to marry each other's wives. Afil hachishari. We still say it's a mutter. They could go ahead and marry to the shuk. They don't need any chalitz at all. They're completely not related and can go ahead to the shuk. No concern at all. Ikadami, others say differently. Hachanami mistaver the sharu. It makes a lot of sense to say that they're permitted. We don't acknowledge their relationships anymore. Dikatani afilu, the word afilu, because iyamis bishma sharu. If you understand that the brothers are now mutter and their wives are mutter, then haini dikatani afilu, meaning the afa gav the tervayu ledasim bekedusha. Even though they were both born when the mother already had converted, there's a chashash. Maybe you could confuse them as real full fledged Jews. Yet afil hachishar, they're still permitted nonetheless. But Ela Iyamis, if you're going to interpret today that they're asri, that the brothers and the wives are asri to each other, my afilu, how do you interpret the word afilu? I think my answer is no. The afagav, the rishon, the harasa shloba kedusha, leidasa bekedusha, v'asheni harasa leidasa bekedusha, the kishtei imal zdamu, afil hachishar. So the same exact version, just a different order of the previous ikadami. Let's just do a little bit more. Mar now says, Tashma. Let's bring a raya to this discussion above about the brothers from the mother. So Shnei Achim Tom Gerim, if you have two brothers who are twins who converted, V'chein Mishuchrarim, or they both were freed, L'cholzim Vlom Yabim, they can't do Chalitza, they don't do Yibam to each other's wives. Ein Chayavim, the Ein Chayavim Mishum Eishes Ach also, if one to be bought on the Eishes of the Ach, that also wouldn't be a Chiv. So Hayasa, if it was Hayasa Harasan Shloba Kedusha, V'leidasim B'Kedusha, if they were not conceived B'Kedusha, but then she converted when she was pregnant and they were born B'Kedusha, still L'cholzim Vlom Yabim. Aval chayav mishum eishach. In that case, when they're both born to a mother, when she already had converted, that would actually be subject to the arayos of eishach. If hayisa harasan v'leidasa mekedusha, harei hein kiyisran l'chol divrem. If they were both conceived and also born when she was completely converted, then they're regular brothers, mamish kiyisran l'chol divrem. So either way, the Brisa says, katani mias ein chayav mishum eishach. that one of these brothers, when they were they converted with a mother, so there's no chiyav aleka. However, ha isur ika, but there still is an isur there. So we do acknowledge that there's still an isur, even though they're completely converted. Moshe says no. Hu adin dafilu isur namileka. There's no isur at all. Two brothers who converted, there's no isur. There's no relationships at all. Nothing's usur. So how come they only said there's no chiyav, which implied it was isur? That's only because of consistency. I did the bai lemisle seifa because of seifa. We had to teach ava chayavim if they were both born mikedusha. So therefore, tananami reisha ain chayavim, but ain achanami the reisha is even afil ain iser as well. Okay, I will stop here. And everyone have a wonderful day.